Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Most people don't invest enough, number one. Number two, a lot of people get sucked into the consumer culture.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. In today's episode, what we're talking about is how to do more with less. Disclaimers, as always, never financial advice, not telling you or anyone else what to do. Please seek licensed financial advice. So I'm shooting this video here just on the fly. I'm about to go into a conference here in Las Vegas. And every time I return here to Las Vegas, I've been coming here since I was a kid, I'm reminded at the extreme consumerism in excess in our culture. Everything here in Las Vegas is an upsell. Let me tell you, I went to check into my hotel room 30 minutes early, and they said the room's ready, but if you want to check in right now, it's going to be an additional $30. Then I find out I'm paying a resort fee on top of what I already paid to book the hotel. And I asked them about the pool, and they said, well, the pool's down right now. It's under maintenance, but you still have to pay the resort fee. Then I asked them how I get to my room from the check-in, and they said, oh, no problem. Go up the escalators. You have to walk all the way through the casino, which, by the way, is filled with thousands of billboards and ads and bars and restaurants and people trying to upsell you on everything, and not to mention, of course, gambling, just to get to the elevators to get up to your room. Crazy world that we live in, especially here in Vegas. I was walking down the strip last night and I realized a lot of this marketing that we're subject to is about FOMO, which stands for fear of missing out. It's always about you need this product or service to elevate your status. You don't want to miss out on this exclusive show or event that has limited tickets, and you better RSVP right now. And some of the lines for these restaurants go all the way around the block, people lining up to pay $30 for a hamburger and fries because a celebrity has endorsed this restaurant. So while there's nothing inherently wrong with this type of marketing, it clearly works, it does pose the question, is all of this necessary for you? Could you make less and in fact be able to do more? And that's what we're addressing here in today's episode. I get asked all the time from investors and from peers and at conferences, why don't you, Travis, become a general partner? Why don't you do your own syndication or your own business? Isn't there more money in that? Why don't you maybe go back to flipping houses? You talk all the time about how your return on investment was so great doing that. Why don't you return to it? And the answer to this is that I know my priorities, and the reason I'm a limited partner passive income investor is for the lifestyle preference and to free up my time. So financial success is great. Don't get me wrong. It's great, but not if it comes at the expense of what really matters. So what really matters? Well, our family, our health, our time. No one's trading places with a billionaire who's about to pass away because time is ultimately more valuable than money. Most people would agree with that, not everybody. So let's examine a few examples of how you could do more with less. And the first thing to understand is most Americans retire with less. And in fact, if you're tuning in today here on YouTube, I want to share this chart with you. I'm going to put it up here on the screen. So what you can see here on this chart is that the median income for American households age 45 to 54 is around $97,000 per year. And the median income for households age 65 to 74, it falls to $55,000 and some change. This according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics in conjunction with the Census Bureau. So that's almost a 50% drop in income for retired Americans, and it only goes down further from there as your age progresses. So the problem with being young for a lot of people is you have plenty of time, but you don't have money. And the problem with being an older retiree is you may have the money, but you lack the time.
We'll get back to the show with first some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about.
Are you tired of spending hours managing your rental properties? Inago is here to simplify your life as a landlord or property owner with their free property management software. With Inago, you can say goodbye to complex and costly solutions. Inago is designed with simplicity in mind, focusing on the features that matter to you. From tenant screening and lease signing, to rent collection and work order management, Inago has got you covered. They offer a seamless interface and dedicated support representatives to assist you in every step of the way. Join thousands of satisfied landlords and start streamlining your property management tasks today with Inago. Plus, you'll get a $25 Amazon gift card just for using Inago. Visit inago.com/best ever to get started and reclaim your time and sanity. That's INNAGO.com/best ever.
Deciding how to invest your capital is more challenging than ever. That's why it's never been more important to partner with a company with a solid track record and that has thrived through various economic cycles. Companies like BAM Capital. BAM Capital is a trusted multifamily syndicator that has delivered a historical average of over 35% IRR with an average hold period of 3.5 years. BAM Capital has never missed a preferred payment, never lost an LP's investment, and never called capital past the subscription amount. BAM Capital is currently raising capital for a fund designed for accredited investors, targeting a 15 to 20% IRR and a 2 to 2.5x equity multiple to its investors over a 3 to 5 year hold period. If you're an accredited investor and you want to learn more about multifamily investment opportunities with BAM Capital, visit capital.thebamcompanies.com. Again, that's capital.thebamcompanies.com.
So my question for you today is, could you possibly retire sooner? And I want to look at an example of an individual who's a high income earner making $200,000 per year in gross income. And the reason I use that metric is I work with a lot of accredited investors, and that's the minimum income threshold to qualify as being accredited. All right, so of this income, we'll take $50,000 off the top. We'll say that's dedicated to taxes. So effectively, you have $150,000 a year to live on. Now, what I did myself in this scenario is I lived on $50,000 a year and sometimes even less. And I took the remainder of that income and I put it into passive income investments. So if we use a simple yield, let's just say for simple math purposes, my annualized yield was a 10% total return. Maybe that was equity, cash flow, combination of the two. Doesn't matter. I'm just using a simple example. So that would mean that $100,000 a year got put into my investment accounts, and I was able to produce $10,000 extra each year in passive income specifically. So essentially, every 5 years, I was creating financial freedom because I then would have $50,000 in new income and I was living on $50,000 per year. So a decade into this experiment, if you will, I had enough passive income to easily be able to retire if I chose to do that. And this right here is the key point. This is the secret sauce. Most people don't invest enough, number one. Number two, a lot of people get sucked into the consumer culture. So even when I made lower income, I had jobs that paid me $10,000 a year, $20,000 per year, $50,000 per year, $100,000 per year, and so on. I always lived below my means for a period of time. And that's another key point, a period of time. I don't advocate live extreme frugality and minimalism till the day you die. The goal is to get you to your goal, whether it's financial independence, financial freedom, retirement, whatever you want to call it, the ability to eventually free up your time. So that's just a little bit about how I went about it. I'm not recommending that you do the same thing. We're all different. All of our circumstances are different. So you do you. But I just wanted to share this stoic idea with you today on this quick episode that's frankly been around for thousands of years. And that's this idea that you can be twice as rich by desiring half as much. So something to think about here for the week. I hope you found some value in this episode. You're listening to Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. If I can ever be a resource or mentor for you, please reach out on social media, by email. You can find me through multiple platforms, and I'd be happy to help out. Share these episodes with anyone you think could find value, and we'll see you in the next episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a best ever week, everybody.
Hi, best ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access. And you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.